Job. Chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins like a man, for I will demand of you, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have understanding. Who has determined the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? On what are its foundations fastened? Or who laid its corner stone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars on doors, and said, Thus far shall you come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay unto the seal, and they stand out as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withheld, and the uplifted arm shall be broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed unto you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if you know it all. Where is the way where light dwells? And as for darkness, where is its place, that you should take it to its domain, and that you should know the paths to its home? Do you know it, because you were born then? Or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered into the treasury of the snow? Or have you seen the treasury of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light distributed, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided a channel for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? To cause it to rain on the earth, where no man is, on the wilderness, in which there is no man. To satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender grass to spring forth. Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice, and the frost from heaven, who has given it birth? The waters harden like a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the cluster of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Can you bring forth Mazareth in its season? Or can you guide Arcturus with its children? Know you the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion in the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover you? Can you send lightnings, that they may go, and say unto you, Here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the water skins of heaven, when the dust grows into clumps, and the clods cleave fast together? Will you hunt the prey for the lion? Or satisfy the appetite of the young lions, when they crouch in their dens, and abide in their lairs to lie in wait? Who provides for the raven its food? When its young ones cry unto God, they wander about for lack of food.